Advent is a time that we agree to live in an unfulfilled world. Let me say that again. Advent is a time where we agree to live in an unfulfilled world. I didn't say we live in an unsaved world, but rather a world in which the story, our story with God, isn't over. Our Bible, if you look at the last page of Revelations, ends with the words, "Come, Lord Jesus." After all our history, after all the trials and tribulations, after hearing the history of God's revelation of himself to us, that is the Bible, our sacred book ends with this great invitation for Jesus to be with us. Jesus responds, "Amen, I am coming soon." In this exchange, we acknowledge that the kingdom of God is not yet fully here. In our petition, "Come, Lord Jesus," we are aware that all of Christian history has to live out a kind of chosen unfulfillment. And it is from shaky ground that we make our plea, "Come, Lord Jesus." It's not a place of confidence. It comes from a world of voices, some afraid, some sad, some desperate, and some in joyful anticipation. Our first reading we heard from the prophet Jeremiah. He predicted and experienced the terrible destruction of the temple that mighty King Solomon built 350 years before Jeremiah lived. He witnessed God's chosen people being taken as slaves to Babylon. Yet in that devastation, we hear from Jeremiah not words of despair, but of hope. "The days are coming," says the Lord, "when I will fulfill the promise I made." We see in the prophet's word the promise that is Jesus. St. Paul tells the Thessalonians, if I could say that right, it'd be good, and us, how we should conduct ourselves while we are waiting. St. Paul speaks to us from a world controlled by a pagan, ruthless, and foreign force, the Romans. God's people, again at St. Paul's time, were desperate. Yet it is into this setting that God fulfilled the promise expressed in Jeremiah by the yes of a young, holy maiden, 600 years after Jeremiah, and the yes by a devout man who accepted his betrothed, unbelievable story. Every year we anticipate the coming of Jesus, and we hope that all our anxieties and fears will be taken away. Yet every year we get disappointed when reality doesn't fulfill our expectations. Then instead of saying, "Come, Lord Jesus," not trusting Jesus and God, we say, "I'll do it myself." This is the year of Joseph, a man of whom we have no spoken words in our Bible. And in that silent yes of Joseph, we do have the proper response for this season of Advent, this recurrent time of expectation. The priest reveals it at the pinnacle of every Mass, in the middle of the Eucharistic prayer. We call it the mystery of faith. The mystery that Christ gave us, the mystery of which life and death are mixed together, where joy and sorrow are carried in the same place. Christ has died. Christ has risen. Christ will come again. It is a mystery we are all asked to hold, and yet it cannot be held by ourselves alone, because we are too weak, we're too scared, and frankly, we're too unbelieving. We hold on to the mystery of faith as a faith community. As Joseph was asked without explanation to take his pregnant bride into his home, we are asked to cry out for Jesus to come without having all the answers and even not knowing what questions to ask. That is the very power of Joseph, the reason to honor him, his quiet acceptance of God's will in the midst of what seems like a personal tragedy. It is a call that we have for Advent. And the story of Joseph, blind trust in God, is a story that's repeated over and over in our sacred scriptures. If we understood the Bible in its entirety, we would realize that the only life promised to us in this world is the Paschal mystery. That in the experience of Jesus, we are to confidently and in hope step forward, even though we don't have all the answers. Without completely knowing, we are to, as St. Paul says, increase and abound in love for one another and for all. Jesus asks us to be vigilant. He asks us not because someday, when we least expect it, he will come again. We are not to live in fearful expectation. Advent is not a wait until your father gets home moment. Rather, we are each year to celebrate the coming of Jesus, the coming of Jesus for this year. During Jeremiah's time, there was terrible suffering. During Paul's time, people of faith suffered, and so it may be this year. The place and time we are in this year, this place, is the place and time we wish Jesus to come. Our Advent cry is not another year of waiting for Jesus to come. We are to live in that perpetual state of non-fulfillment, and we will never be quite satisfied on this earth. We are asked to enter into the season accepting the non-fulfillment, this uneasiness, and this uncertainty. We are not the same person we were this year. 1 year ago. This is not the same world we lived in 1 year ago. Every Advent, we are in a new place and we are a new person. It is into this new place and this new person that we ask, come, Lord Jesus. Every Advent, we prepare a new manger for Jesus. Every year, we try to live faithfully in the mystery of faith, to live in a world unfulfilled, to accept as Joseph did, saying that no matter what, I will follow the Lord. Every year we are asked to give up our disappointments because things are not going as we planned, and we are to turn to God rather than our own cleverness. Every year we are asked to accept that even in a world of chaos and darkness, we know Christ has died, Christ is risen, and Christ will always, always come again.